is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 5/10/2022. Patient's last name is Swarthout, Swarthout. First name is Fritz, Fritz. Patient's date of birth, 10/8/1954. Patient is a 67-year-old male who presents on for follow-up and medication refill. He denies any acute symptoms at this time. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, denies any ear pain, no loss of hearing, denies any sore throat or painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blurred vision, denies any eye pain. Cardiac, patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory, patient denies any shortness of breath, denies any cough. GI, patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin, patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, patient denies any joint stiffness, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient denies any drug allergies. Weight is 198.6 pounds, O2 saturation 99%, blood pressure 129/86, pulse is 67, respiration 18, temperature 97.8. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2 audible, with regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no atopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs stands 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily, with no joint stiffness. Neuro, patient is alert and oriented, times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, hypertension, which is benign. Type 2 diabetes, which is stable, and prescription refill. Patient was given prescription for lisinopril, 10 mg, 1 pill daily, times 90 days, quantity 90. Metformin, 500 mg, 1 pill daily, times 90 days, quantity 90. Follow-up as scheduled every 3 months. And diagnosis is hypertension or type 2 diabetes and prescription refill. Next patient, last name is Kagle, Cargle. First name is Jessica. Date of birth is 2/27/1996. Date of service is 5/10/2022. Patient is a 26-year-old female who's requesting for refill of medication. She has a history of type 1 diabetes, and she's requesting to have her insulin refilled. She denies any acute symptoms at this time. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, denies any drainage, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blurred vision, denies any denies any eye pain. Cardiac, patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory, patient denies any shortness of breath, no cough. GI, patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin, patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam. Uh, Patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 131.6 pounds. O2 saturation 98%. Blood pressure 123 over 83. Pulse is 106. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.6. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, poorly granular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2 audible, with regular return rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no atopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, facial moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, patient was given Lantus U over 100, 30 units of cute in morning and 30 units at night. 90 days supply given. Novolog U 100. Sliding scale up to 25 units per day. Scott subcute 25 units per dose. Subcute TID. Quantity given was 2 vials. Patient to obtain 2 vials of the medications. Diagnosis type 1 diabetes and prescription refill. Next patient, last name is Lawrence, first name is Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. Date of birth is 4/14/1971. Date of service is 5/10/2022. Patient is a 51-year-old male who presents with right foot pain and refills on medication. That his right foot pain has been ongoing for almost 1 week. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, denies any ear pain, denies any loss of hearing, denies any sore throat or painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, denies any eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient complain of right foot and ankle pain. Minimal swelling reported. Denies any redness or any other discoloration of the right foot. Physical exam, generally patient appears well groomed, she's alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 272 pounds, O2 saturation 96%, blood pressure 144/78. Pulse is 71, respiration 18, temperature 98.4. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, poorly granular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular return rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no apnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, facial moves all extremities voluntarily, with the exception of the right foot and right ankle, which are has some point tenderness and slight erythema. No other discoloration noted. Patient displays no difficulty in ambulation. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, right foot pain, possible gout, and prescription refill. Patient was given prednisone 10 milligrams, 4 tabs QD times 1 day, then 3 tabs QD times 2 days, and then 2 tabs POQD times 2 days, and then 1 tab POQD times 5 days, all quantity sufficient. Prescription of Dexilant 60 milligrams 1 POQD times 90 days given. Symbicort 160 over 4.5 microgram, 2 puffs, BID times 7 days, quantity sufficient. Patient to return to clinic as needed. Next patient, last name is Benitez, and first name is Marquez George. Date of birth is 10/5/1980. Date of service is 5/10/2022. Patient is a 41-year-old male who presents with complaint of something in his throat. He's been coughing, congested. He has some runny nose and sinus drainage. Patient was treated just briefly here because of his elevated blood pressure, was given 0.2 of clonidine, which was well tolerated. Blood pressure went down to 135/87. He was given dexamethasone injection, 10 milligrams, and Rucephin, 500 milligrams. Both were well given without any complications. Patient tests for COVID, strep, and flu were all negative. Patient will be sent next to the emergency room for more acute care due to feeling of a mass in his throat. Thank you.